Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Thanks for sending in all of your questions. We got six good ones to answer right now. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Josh. What kinds of things should Teddy try to improve on this offseason? Well, Teddy's going into his third season. In 2016, young starting quarterback going into your third season, you can improve on everything, and I'm sure that's what the coaches and Teddy will be working on this offseason, trying to improve across the board. But when you look at Teddy and the Vikings offense in 2015, one area where they will focus on is red zone offense. The Vikings scored touchdowns on 50% of their red zone drives. Not terrible, but an area where you can improve upon, and if the Vikings can do that, they'll see all of their offensive rankings go up. The next question comes from Raphael. What's your take on Cordarrelle Patterson going into his fourth year? Well, I like Cordarrelle a lot. I'm glad he's on our team. I think he's the best kickoff returner in the NFL. He had two kickoff return touchdowns this season. He's under contract right now for 2016. The three things that I'd like to see him improve upon all start with R's. Are you ready? Rapport. Develop a better rapport and timing with Teddy Bridgewater. It's hard to do that during the season. The offseason and training camp is when you can do that, and that's coming up next for the Vikings. Route running. A young receiver can always get better at running routes, and it's important at the NFL level to run crisp routes. And run blocking. When you play for the Vikings and Adrian Peterson is on your team, it doesn't matter what offensive position you play, you must be a good run blocker. The next question comes from Jarrett. Will we be adding players along the offensive line in the draft or via free agency? You know Rick Spielman and his plans in the offseason. We're going to use both to add talent to all positions. Look at the Vikings offensive line right now. Through the draft, they've added Brandon Fusco, Matt Khalil, TJ Clemmings, all starters last year. And through free agency, they've added guys like Mike Harris and Joe Berger, both guys who have been backups in their careers but ascended to starting positions here with the Vikings. So I expect Rick Spielman and his staff to use all avenues to add talent to the roster. The next question comes from Michael. Do you think having a great coach like Zimmer will help bring in great players? No doubt about it. There are lots of factors, I'm sure, for free agents when they decide where to play, but coaching is certainly one of them. Look at Terrence Newman. Mike Zimmer brought in a familiar face in Terrence Newman. He could look to do that again this offseason. And then look at guys like Linval Joseph and Captain Munnerlyn. They started their careers with previous teams. They were young and ascending players. They came here to Minnesota, and they took the next step. Other free agents will likely take note of that, and they'll want to come join Zimmer and this coaching staff too. The next question comes from Woody in Brookings, South Dakota. Do you see the Vikings trading some of their picks to move up in the draft? Well, you never know with Rick Spielman. He has shown a history of moving up and moving down. But right now, the Vikings are scheduled to make 8 picks in the 2016 NFL draft. Now, as you all know, usually Rick Spielman likes to have 10 selections or more when he leaves a draft. Right now, the Vikings are scheduled for 8. So I'm not going to predict the Vikings will move up in the draft, but when all is said and done over the course of 3 days, you're probably going to see a little bit of both moving up and moving back. The final question comes from Lance. What date does free agency begin this year? Well, this year free agency begins on March 9th. There are other important dates for you to remember. We have them up on the screen right now. Coming up next is the Senior Bowl. The week of practices and the Senior Bowl begin next week. After that, the day to watch, the NFL Scouting Combine, February 23rd to 29. We will be there. You can catch Vikings Entertainment Network's coverage of the Combine all week, February 23rd to the 29th, right here on Vikings.com. Two other dates to note, the offseason program begins somewhere in the middle of April, and then, of course, the NFL Draft is April 28th to 30th. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.